Well, I'm going to try to make this work. This is the news, according to me. I don't know. I'm supposed to be, right now, I'm supposed to be live on video on Rumble. It is the news, according to me, on Rumble right now, live. However, my page is not showing that it is live. So I don't know. Ah, recording in progress. I am live. Apparently, I have to refresh the page. It doesn't just automatically refresh on its own. So bear with me as I learn this Rumble thing. It's a little bit different than some of the other stuff I've used in the past. Now, I have been, I don't know if any of you have been listening this morning to the SCOTUS arguments, the pathetic thing that's going on right now with SCOTUS. It is infuriating. I don't know what else to say. Sotomayor and some of the other justices are so ill-informed on what's going on with the vaccines, with Omicron, with Delta, the variants, the boosters. They have no clue about what's going on right now. Well, I have lost, I had been putting some hope in maybe SCOTUS was going to stand up for individual rights here. I'm listening to them, like, I got them in one of my ears right now. And I have no hope whatsoever right now in SCOTUS. SCOTUS is not going to stand up for us. At least not according to what the arguments I'm hearing right now have nothing to do. It's they just think that COVID is such a dangerous thing in the workplace right now. And it has to be, we have to take all precautions. The best thing we have is the vaccines. And the second best thing we have is masks. Omicron is just as deadly among the unvaccinated as it is among the vaccinated. Omicron is just as deadly among the vaccinated, unvaccinated as Delta is. That's what she said. This is total ignorance. Total absolute ignorance. I don't know where she got that information at all. That is nothing to do with anything that's been discovered so far, including the person who discovered Omicron. This is absolute, it is absolute, they have got to be choosing to be ignorant on this. And I don't even hear the best, I could argue this case better than this guy's doing. I don't know what he's doing. I could argue this case in terms of just the confronting the, and it's not so much, I wouldn't say it's so much of an issue about whether or not Omicron or whether or not COVID is dangerous in the workplace. This is an individual rights issue. And I don't see how, I just don't understand, I guess, how in the world. Now, I wonder if I'm even getting any audio on this at all. Oh, it says I am. Apparently I am. Okay. So I'll go along with that. The camera system. Oh, yeah. I know why. Because my camera system goes through here and goes through the audio. It goes, that's why it's got the audio coming. I was concerned that I was talking and talking and talking and having this nice, this wonderful rant, and you guys were not being able to hear it. This is being recorded, by the way. And again, so I kind of got off on the rant already, and I haven't even talked about what's in my cup. It's kind of a thing about my show. What's in my cup? This morning I have sweet tea. I have sweet tea in my cup. And there's a little bit of V8 Fusion. I like peach mango V8 Fusion. However, I was unable to find any like regular V8 Fusion, so I had to use the V8 Fusion energy drink, which has a little bit of caffeine in it, I guess. Not a lot. It has less than a cup of coffee, or right around there. And I can do without the caffeine, but it does add a little bit of flavor. It's kind of punchy, so it's about half, a little more than half sweet tea. And the other half is, and of course, I have a standby cup over here that has water in it because I have to keep the pipes, lubricated up with some water occasionally, wash down all the sugar, basically from the sweet tea there. So I'm not a happy man this morning. Now, I would like to propose something, and I'm going to turn down the, I've got my phone here, I'm going to turn down the arguments right now with SCOTUS, because it literally is, I don't think I've been this upset and angry and mad, I mean, to the point where my stomach feels almost upset. It is a sickening feeling, and to hear them talking, saying things that are absolutely abject, untrue. And I don't know what else, I don't know what else to say about it. It is sickening, and it is, I'm amazed at the stupidity. That's what I'm amazed at. So I guess with regard to just putting any kind of hope in what's going on with SCOTUS right now, I am not. I really had hoped. I heard an interview yesterday. I don't know if you've have ever listened to Facts Matter. There's a fellow by the name of Roman something. I probably will not pronounce his name correctly, so I'm not going to. Let's see if I can see his name come up here. Balakov, Roman Balakov. He's a reporter on the Epoch Times, and he is extremely good at just pulling together all the facts and numbers. They tried to censor him several times, but they basically have kind of. I'm listening to this again. They're saying this is the worst pandemic in the history of America. No, folks, it is not the worst pandemic in American history. This is the kind of absolute false rhetoric. There is a push, in my opinion, there's a, sorry for the popping on the microphone here. There is this huge push right now to get every, now here's something I don't understand. They're saying we're having the worst outbreak ever. We have to make vaccines, mandated vaccines. We have to mandate everything. Well, we've got more people vaccinated than ever. Why are we having the worst outbreak that we've ever had? Why are hospitals more, supposedly, they're saying hospitals are more overwhelmed than they ever have been. Capacity's at 90%. Okay. What hospital wants to be at 20%? Hospitals are a business. They want to have their beds full. That's kind of the way they work. They're throwing these numbers out there, making it sound like hospitals are so full, they're overwhelmed. Well, you've also got this issue of not having enough staff. And right now you've got vaccinated staff that's calling in sick because they have Omicron. If you listen to Roman Balmakov, I think is his name, Balmakov. I probably am butchering his name, and I apologize, Roman. I have so much respect for you. I hate to mess up your name, but I think that's the way you pronounce his name. Roman Balmakov, Facts Matter. Facts Matter is the name of his show. Now, if you want to listen to his show, here's his, I think I can play this. I'm going to try to play this and see if it actually plays through to you guys out there in video land. Let's see if I can get this to work. The name of his show here is New Studies Finds Fully Vaccinated and Boosted Individuals Experience Faster Omicron Spread. I'm still hearing these stupid arguments in my head, in my ear, because of what's going on right now in the SCOTUS. The statements that they are making they're absolutely false. That non-vaccinated individuals have the highest spread among co-workers, and they spread the disease more, and they get the disease much easier. And yet, these are the studies. Listen to this study. Listen to what the latest Danish study is from. The information coming through. If you also listen to a guy by the name of Dr. John Campbell, he's on YouTube as well. He has nothing but numbers. He's a numbers guy. He's not very political. He does draw some conclusions occasionally that I kind of scratch my head and I wonder, why are you saying that after you've just went through? How did you come to that conclusion? He jumped from this in these numbers to that. I do not understand how he got to that. The best you can do is to say, it looks like, you know, regardless of which way you go on this, you need to do it. He always falls to the idea of you've got to get vaccinated. Now, this study would lead me to believe that is not the case with Omicron. Let's listen to Roman here. Let's hope it comes through. If it doesn't, we'll have to change something here on the live stream and see what happens. We'll find out what happens here real quickly. Let's post this up and see what
happens.
Good evening.
6 days ago, researchers over in Denmark, they published this preprint study right here, which discovered that the Omicron variant spreads faster than the Delta variant within vaccinated people, specifically when you compare them to unvaccinated people. Meanwhile, over in Minnesota, the Mayo Clinic has just fired over 700 of their unvaccinated employees. This, by the way, came right on the heels of the Biden administration reimposing their vaccine mandate on healthcare workers. However, this might actually not last, because right now there is a case in front of the Supreme Court which is arguing that this vaccine mandate is illegal and it's beyond the scope of what the government can actually do. And so, in order to get an inside look into this lawsuit, we here at Facts Matter with the Epoch Times, we got the opportunity to speak with Mr. Jeff Landry. He's the Attorney General of Louisiana, and tomorrow he will be delivering oral arguments in front of the Supreme Court. But today, he'll be giving us a preview of what those arguments actually are. Let's go through it all together.
So he's going to have his little intro thing here, and then he's going to talk about this initial study in the
This is your daily Facts Matter update, and I'm your host, Roman, from the Epoch Times. And now let's begin today's discussion by talking about the Omicron variant. According to a new study, which just came out of Denmark, the Omicron variant of the virus, it spreads a lot faster than the Delta variant among vaccinated individuals. Now, this particular study was conducted by a joint team of researchers at the University of Copenhagen, an organization called Statistics Denmark, as well as the Statens Serum Institute. And what these researchers did was that they closely examined nearly 12,000 Danish households, and they discovered that the Omicron variant, it spreads faster than the Delta variant, specifically among those who are fully vaccinated. And even more surprising is that they found that it spreads even faster among those who have received booster shots. Here's specifically what the study states in regard to their findings. Quote, comparing households infected with the Omicron variant compared to the Delta variant, we found an 1.7 times higher secondary attack rate for unvaccinated, 2.61 times higher for fully vaccinated, and 3.66 times higher for booster vaccinated individuals, demonstrating strong evidence of immune evasiveness
Good
of
evening.
The Omicron
6 days
variant.
Ago,
Concern.
Researchers
now,
over in Denmark,
technical,
they
so
published
let's dig into
this
it a little
preprint
deeper.
Study right here,
to be specific,
which discovered
this was
that the
how
Omicron variant
well,
spreads
altogether
in the
Delta
variant
within 937 households
specifically,
involved in the
when
study,
you compare them
out of which
2,225
Meanwhile,
of them
over in Minnesota,
Omicron.
The Mayo Clinic
then,
has just fired
frame
over 700
I think I'm going to have to get rid of that.
Followed up with these households, and they found 6,397 secondary infections, with them finding a 31% reinfection rate with Omicron compared to a 21% rate with Delta, meaning in plain language that the Omicron variant proved to be more evasive and was able to get through whatever defense the body had and infect that individual more easily. However, what's interesting to note, and this is something that we mentioned in that quote that we read earlier, well, when you compare the unvaccinated group to the vaccinated individuals, well, the numbers are quite different. Specifically, when they were comparing reinfection rates between the Omicron and Delta variants, they found that unvaccinated people had a 1.17 times higher secondary attack rate, fully vaccinated people had a 2.61 times higher rate, and those who had gotten three shots, meaning they also got the booster, had
three times.
3.66 times
3.66
higher rate.
3.66 times.
And just to clarify
times.
What this exact...
That's all I wanted to play of that. Sorry for the mix-up in the process of that. I was trying to create this thing on the fly here where I could actually have him, you could see him on the video. And apparently that causes a little bit of an issue. A little bit. I don't know if any of you noticed it or not. Yeah, that was pretty big deal. I have to say, I'm going to have to stop listening to this, the SCOTUS arguments right now. It's absolutely infuriating. I don't know how else to say it. We have a very ignorant population, apparently, right now, and it goes all the way up to the Supreme Court. Now, one of them said they are not doctors. They're not health service people. I'm trying to fix my hat. And yet, they're making decisions and making statements on health issues that are absolutely asinine. And I'm not just—I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm talking about CDC published data. I'm talking about government data here that anybody can call up and read. And they apparently are—I guess—they're just listening to the evening news. That's their information. But that doesn't even, at the bottom line of this whole thing, that's not what really bothers me. I don't care how misinformed they are about this thing, other than the fact that they think that this is such an urgent thing we've got to do. We've got to save everybody's life by getting everybody jabbed with this vaccine that is not doing anything against Omicron. When they make it sound as if the vaccine is our answer to this whole thing, and if you don't get vaccinated, that you're somehow part of the problem and you're going to be, you know, we're going to all die because you're unvaccinated. There's no credence. They're just listening to whatever Anthony Fauci, whatever Anthony Fauci says. Well, you know, they're really, really good. These vaccines are really, 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 really good, especially really, really good against the variants. And yet you just heard from Roman the report on this Danish study that shows that that is not the case at all. In fact, now that we are vaccinating younger and younger people, this used to be a disease for the old. This was an elderly people issue. Elderly people and people with comorbidities. That's all we heard about initially, right? Those are the people this thing was killing. They're vaccinating younger and younger individuals. And guess what's happening? Younger and younger individuals are having higher and higher cases. Now we find out from this Danish study that absolutely, with every shot you take, you are more susceptible to getting the Omicron variant. And yet, we have to get everybody boosted. And again, and probably in 3 months, you'll have to get another booster. Right now, they're saying 4 months. You have to wait 4 months before you can get a booster. It's going to be 3 months. I guarantee you. We have a higher vaccinated population right now than we've ever had since the beginning of this virus. And we have a higher outbreak right now. Can anybody please explain that to me? If the vaccines are so safe and so effective, and this is what bothers me about this whole thing. They keep saying safe and effective. Vaccines are safe and effective. Got to get one. If it's so safe and so effective, well, we've obviously seen how effective they are. Having the biggest outbreak we've ever had. If you were wrong about that, how wrong are we about how safe it is? I think people have a fully understandable concern I understand the trepidation about taking this thing. And the fact that it has become such a push to force this on individuals, as if it is the end-all savior, it's going to solve the problem. It's going to get us past this. If it's just because of you unvaccinated people, that's the problem. You're the problem. Because it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That's not showing out to be that way, sir. I know we've heard, the Brandon administration, Joe Brandon, he's been saying that a lot. I wonder if I can find this. Where did I put that audio I had? I had an audio of this whole montage of things that were said. I had recorded it. I think it might actually be on my iPad. I hope it's probably on my iPad, unfortunately. What is that right there? What is that? Yeah, I don't know what that is. Pictures of things. I need some video. Don't see the video. All photos. That's crackers. I have crackers. Other things. Yeah, that's that. That's that. No, don't see anything there. I thought I had a video of that, but I guess I don't. It is on my iPad, apparently. I don't think I have it here on my computer. The audio that I played yesterday, on yesterday's show, of all these guys, the CDC director saying, you know, that you're protecting yourself and others by getting the vaccine. And you're protecting, you know, you're doing all this other stuff by getting the vaccine. Now, I want to back up here for a second, because this makes it sound like the vaccine has no effect whatsoever. I'm like totally down against all the vaccine stuff. That is not the case. I understand right now, as we understand it, the vaccine apparently protects you from deadly outcomes. It makes the symptoms much more mild with regard to the initial variant, the initial, I should say, alpha and beta and all the others, as well as delta. I think we protected a lot of people from death by delta with the vaccine. However, this vaccine, they are showing it has no effect or very little effect on Omicron. And yet they're saying, get the booster. The booster is still the same shot. It's still the same thing. And yes, it does give you some kind of antibody response. However, that's not what Dr. Malone is saying about this. Now, Dr. Malone is the man who owns the patents on mRNA technology. He did not develop this vaccine. He did not develop mRNA for vaccines. In fact, he developed mRNA for cancer treatment. But he understands mRNA vaccines, and he understands the technology behind it. His concern, he's been, of course, banned by Twitter, and he was on the Joe Rogan program. It was a very good interview. If you didn't get a chance to listen to that, it's very good. He lays out the case very clearly. And he very, very emphatically, without question, he says, your children should not be taking this vaccine. And yet we are forcing kids down to the age of, what is it, 7 now or 5? They want to get, as soon as you come out of the womb, they want to get you stuck with this thing. And the question is why? What is going on with this? At the same time, there is no acknowledgement of natural immunity. And yet, studies have shown, and then this is again, the SCOTUS and so many people out there with this narrative that they just kind of believe whatever this crazy narrative is that they're believing from Pfizer and Moderna and Bill Gates, that this vaccine is the answer. The vaccine is far more effective, lasts much longer. Because, natural immunity will wane very quickly. Well, now we find emails that Anthony Fauci was originally already had started talking about how they're going to downplay natural immunity right off the bat. We got to get everybody on the vaccine. We have to downplay natural immunity. He was saying that behind the scenes. Even though we're finding that natural immunity is having a much greater and more robust response to this virus than, and lasts longer than the vaccine is. The vaccine has a very narrow scope in what it will defend from. And obviously that's becoming the case here real quickly. In my opinion, they know that, some people at least know, that Omicron may be the beginning of the end on this thing. Now, there is another variant now. And now of course, now they're talking about Flurona. You get flu, the flu and corona at the same time. Like I guess some lady over in some other country was discovered with Flurona. She had the flu. She tested positive for the flu and positive for corona at the same time. For COVID. Fluvid, I think they call it. Yeah, whatever they call it. I don't know. So I'm a little bit wound up, this morning. Which is probably good because this is a debut program for our live broadcast on Rumble. Welcome to the show. It's not always this fun. Sometimes it's more serious. I don't know what to tell you, folks. How many of you, let's change the subject just for a moment. I've been confronting some of my friends about this. How many of you have come across someone in the workplace or a family member or a friend who says, well, I'm vaccinated and I agree with the vaccinations. I'm vaccinated, but I'm against the mandates. I believe in the vaccines, but I'm against the mandates. I don't think anybody should mandate it. Everybody says that, don't they? And I guess there's close to like 80% of the population disagrees with mandates to some degree. They're not comfortable with mandates, I guess I should say it that way. Over 50% of the population does not agree that that the vaccine should be mandated, that anyone should be forced to take a vaccine. Now, of course, the argument there is, well, you don't have to take the vaccine. You can just quit your job. Now, the problem that we're running into, and some of the things that SCOTUS is saying, they don't even understand what. Have they even read this OSHA mandate? Because what I'm getting from one of my employers, the information I'm getting, and other people I know that are working for other companies, the information that they're getting is different than what SCOTUS is talking about this morning. They're saying there's no vaccine mandate, it's just a mask mandate. That's what one of them was saying. I'm like, what are you talking about? This is absolutely about a vaccine. Where did you come up with this baloney? Besides the fact, okay, can we really talk about, do you really want to talk about the efficacy, the effectiveness of masks? Again, I would argue people are wearing masks as much or more than they've ever worn since the beginning of this thing. And what do we have? One of the greatest outbreaks ever. You see, these masks that we're wearing, these cloth, two-ply cloth cotton masks, whatever they are, or the little blue ones, you know, that go on your face, the little blue, little surgical mask, they call them surgical masks. Those aren't surgical masks, by the way. The N95 mask, yes, if it's properly fit, that will actually prevent you by like 95%. They are 95% effective. That's why it's called the N95. However, there's still 5% of the air going in and out of that thing. It's potentially could have viral load. Now, the problem with an N95 mask is it has to be changed very often. Once it becomes saturated with your breath, over time, it becomes less and less effective. My understanding is after an hour, especially depending on how hard you are breathing through it, once it becomes saturated with moisture, its effectiveness goes down to almost nothing. It just becomes harder to breathe, and it can actually be harder on your, it can actually start to get bacterial growth very quickly in the thing. It starts to become a real issue. I just realized there's no timer on this thing. How do I know how long I've been broadcasting? I have no idea. I don't know. It's almost 11:30. By the way, it is Friday, by the way, 2022, January 7th, the day after the one-year anniversary of the deadly attack on our nation's capital. Well, Ted Cruz got himself in a little bit of a spot about that. I don't know if you heard the interview he had with Tucker. And one of the things that he said on the floor, he said something about the terrorist attack on our nation's capital. Well, he messed that one up. He's not going to live that one down very soon. Now, I understand. I think I kind of understand what he was getting at. Now, you have to understand the environment that Ted lives in there. You have to put yourself in Ted's shoes for a moment. Ted is surrounded every day by Capitol Police. He depends on them to protect him, keep him protected there. If you can imagine being in that particular situation, and not knowing for sure, I mean, I'm sure he knows probably who some of those Capitol Police officers are that are kind of on his side. Probably some big fans of Ted's. And there are probably some that are not. He kind of has to coddle that situation a little bit, I would think. Because he's depending on these people every day. You know, that if somebody does happen to try to attack him, is somebody going to step in away and take a bullet for him? Now, I heard I heard on Gutfeld, it was last night. Gutfeld had a really interesting, it was a guy that's a Navy SEAL, ex-Navy SEAL, was on there, and he was talking about this, the one cop that shot and murdered. By the way, he kept calling it a murder. And I think on the show, basically everybody on the show was calling that a murder. The murder of Ashley Babbitt. The way this guy was holding his gun, everything that happened, the way he walked up and just shot kind of at the crowd, shot her, of course, killed her one shot, and then walks off scot-free. They did an internal investigation and determined he did nothing wrong. I totally disagree. And obviously this individual, who was also an ex-Navy SEAL. Now, he's not a police officer, but he does understand rules of engagement. And he definitely was laying it on pretty heavy. By the way, I'm not a police officer. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial coach. I'm not a life coach or a counselor of any kind or a recommendation. I'm just a guy with a microphone, and somehow I was able to get this to work. And I'm sharing my opinions. What you do with my opinions is your own business. I'm not going to be held responsible for any of that. That's my disclaimer for the day. I'm also not a rodeo clown. Now my phone is exploding here with a bunch of stuff. People are saying, I'm not sure what's going on here, but, yeah. So, yeah. So I don't think I'm gonna see if I'm still listening to. Yeah. Okay. It's not. Okay. I must have turned it off. SCOTUS. So disappointing. So okay, I was gonna get into this issue, this situational thing. So let's say you are at work. At your family friends meeting, whatever you're at, and someone has this, they come up to you with this sanctimonious kind of self-righteous, pompous idea. Well, I'm vaccinated, but I don't support the vaccine mandate. Well, goody for you. You don't support it. Okay, what are you going to do about that? Well, in 3 years, when it comes time to vote, I'm going to vote differently. Okay, in 3 years, We're going to be in a civil war. I guarantee you, if they start forcing people to be vaccinated, I guarantee you that. I know individuals who are polishing their guns right now saying, you try to stick me with a needle, I'm going to give you a little lead injection of my own. And they're serious about this. This could get ugly really fast. I guarantee you, whether I get the vaccine or not, I'm not going to tell you whether I'm vaccinated or not. So I'm not. Just between me and you, I'm not. But don't tell any. I'm not going to tell everybody. I have had it before. Pretty sure I had Omicron too. Pretty sure I did. Had all the symptoms. Yep. So, and look at me. So, here's what you tell those people who walk up to you with this sanctimonious idea that they don't support the mandates. Okay, so who cares whether you don't support it or not, if you're not going to do anything about it? Do you really feel strongly about it? Because here's where you put your money where your mouth is. And this is what you tell them. You say, okay, well, if you feel that strongly about it, then don't disclose your vaccination status to your employer. Go ahead and get your vaccine. If you believe in the vaccines, that's fine. Get your vaccine. But if you're against the mandate, then don't comply with the mandate. Don't tell your employer you're vaccinated. Don't tell them what your vaccination status is. Just refuse to tell them what your vaccination status is. See what happens to you. If you really feel that strongly against the mandate, then stand against the mandate. If you're not going to do that, you know what? You can shut up. Because you're not against the mandate. You're a wishy-washy, feel-good, I'm just going to do what I need to do to comply and get by. Well, I'll lose my job. Yeah, of course you will. You'll lose your job. And you will... It's either lose your rights or lose your job. What can I tell you? I'm not getting the vaccine. I'm just not doing it. I'm convinced because of some issues. I'm convinced that it would not be good for me. That's where I'm going to stand with that. But I also don't believe that it's constitutional. They can mandate it to you. And I think it's. Can you imagine where we would be right now if we had single payer healthcare? This is the case in Canada, and this is becoming the issue more and more. The health insurance companies will deny you healthcare if you have not gotten the vaccine. That's where we're headed. A vaccine that has proven to be a failure, to put it lightly. You see, for some reason, when we first started talking about a vaccine, everyone usually thinks vaccine in our head means it gives you protection and it's going to stop you from getting the virus, right? Kind of like, you know, diphtheria or something. And when you get, I don't know, what kind of measles? Is there a measles vaccine? Polio vaccine? Polio vaccine. Let's call it. So we get the polio vaccine. I don't even know if people get that anymore because I think they've pretty much eradicated it. But say you get this vaccine. You assume that that's going to keep you from getting it ever again. It protects you. Your odds of getting it are like 0.1% or something. I don't know. That is not the case with this vaccine, folks. We were initially told that, well, there's going to be the
occasional breakthrough vaccination. There's the breakthrough cases. The breakthrough cases. There's going to be some breakthrough cases.
Because the efficacy we were told from Pfizer was over 90%. If you recall that, There was this big fight initially when Moderna came out with theirs and Pfizer came out with theirs. They were up there in the 90-some percent range. Of course, Johnson & Johnson was down in the more realistic range, I think, of 70% or something, or 60-something percent. But now it's turned out that that's not the case. You know, there are some countries that have banned the Moderna vaccine to people who are under 30 years old. That is the case. That has actually happened. Because of some of the heart issues and some of the other issues, some of the other complications. Now, here's what's weird about this. You have a higher risk, according to the statistics. I'm just quoting statistics. I'm not a doctor. I'm just saying this is what the numbers say. Now, and here's where the numbers get skewed. And even Anthony Fauci has acknowledged this. When a child breaks his leg and gets sent to the hospital, gets admitted to the hospital because of a sickness or an illness, something goes on with him. So whatever it is, you know, slips and falls and hurts himself, whatever, goes to the hospital, gets tested for COVID, and he's positive. Guess what? He becomes a COVID patient. Now, the hospital personnel may not even really know that he's considered to be a COVID patient. But the hospital files it as the numbers show that he's a COVID patient. Even though that's not why he's in the hospital. But he becomes a hospitalized ute with COVID. So, and this doesn't just happen with kids. This happens with all numbers of all kinds of people. It really did happen that the one guy died of a motorcycle accident, and because he had COVID, they tested him. He had COVID. It was a COVID death. Yeah, that happens. And because they get paid, who's paying them? Well, it's the government. There's a government relief program that is sending out checks for anybody who's, you know, COVID-related death or COVID-related admissions to the hospitals. So you got these issues going on, and so you get this wrong reporting on some of these numbers. However, here's even with those issues, we are seeing that the risks for children, at least the one study I saw was ages 12 to 15, kids that were 12 to 15 years old. Within that range, there were more kids who were adversely affected and hospitalized from the vaccination than there were from COVID. Now, it'll be interesting to see what happens now as we start to vaccinate all these kids. Whether or not they start to lose their immunity or start to lose, or they're somehow that their bodies react the same to actually attaining COVID when they get the case, which this is going to be an issue of them getting COVID more often, and what will be the effects of COVID now? Is it going to be more of an issue? All those things become a question. And it's a question that I don't know that we have the stomach to answer, quite frankly. We want to continue. I think that we still have this beginning mentality of the vaccine is going to be the answer. It's going to nip the thing in the bud. We have a vaccine now. It's going to protect us all. Oh, we've got 70% of the population is vaccinated now. Actually, even higher percentages that the population over 60 years old is pretty high in terms of percentages per capita of vaccinated individuals, and yet this thing is burning like a fire through the nation right now. And we cannot just continue to blame the unvaccinated or the natural immunity people. But I digress. So I would suggest to you that you should challenge your coworkers, challenge your folks that you work with, that you run into daily, who say, Well, I'm vaccinated, but I don't support the vaccine mandates. I don't support those because, you know, I don't support that. Oh. So what if you don't support it? What are you going to do about it? You're going to call your senator? You're going to call your congressman? You're going to call the president? What are you going to do about it? There's only one thing you can do. Well, I can go to the polls. That's a little late, isn't it? About a year from now is the polls, you know, so November, you got to wait till November for you to make a choice on that. And you really think that's going to be on the docket? As I said, I think that Omicron is the beginning of the end of this thing. And I believe that when we get to that point, when we are at the, how you say, when this thing sweeps through the nation, I think all of a sudden we're going to realize Omicron's just going to become kind of a nothing burger anymore. Or COVID. The whole COVID thing is going to be basically... However, the fear factor right now that we have about this, just to hear people say, okay, I listened to a person on the Supreme Court or someone arguing. I couldn't tell if it was someone arguing before the Supreme Court for the state of the sake, or on the side of the state, or if it was actually someone on the Supreme Court making this argument. I believe it was actually someone making an argument to the court that this is the worst pandemic the country has ever faced, and that is absolutely not true. Absolutely not true. We're going to talk about per capita deaths. It's certainly not true. But even total number of deaths, it's not true. So how we can go about just sticking our heads in the sand on this stuff and thinking that it's normal, I just don't know what to say. I'm at a loss. So there you go. That's my conclusion of... That's my conclusion on my opinions this morning. That's my rant. And for those of you who are watching, I appreciate you watching this morning. Speaking of the show, let me just give you some kind of a rundown. I appreciate those of you who listened this long. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you putting up with my little rant, my all my quirks. Let me just tell you about the show. For those of you who have never heard the audio, this is actually episode like 293, I think, something like that. For the last year, I've been doing a podcast. I started off with Rabbi Rick and I were doing the podcast. He's not able to be here anymore. He kind of had to go back to work at some point in there. And, you know, his life got busy, so he was unable to participate. However, I have continued to carry on. And I, even though in the midst of, I have actually gone to, had to go back to work as well. However, I'm still doing... the podcast. The idea to do the live Rumble thing has been kind of on the back burner for a long time. Finally got it going this morning, and I'm still kind of behind because I still don't have all the scenes set up and everything I can do. I've got another setup. I've got an actual studio for video. This is my audio area, and typically, you know, I do voiceover work. In a world where one man with a microphone has an epic time. So I do that a lot. So I do that. I don't have a radio station here. I don't do anything for, I do some radio advertising occasionally, but most of the stuff I do is explainer videos or just whatever. I've got about 400 clients and I do all kinds of stuff. And I'm going to be teaching an online course on how to do voiceovers eventually, which will be one of the sponsors for the show, will actually be my voiceover course. And then I'll also have some other things. I got possibly going to start another... the plan was to start a new podcast at the beginning of this year, and basically on conspiracies and conspiracy theories, mystery stories. And that's all kind of lining up to building up to the finishing of a book I've got called The Conspiracy, with a question mark. And it's called The Evidence of Things Unseen. For those of you who have not heard the show before, you will find quickly that I'm a believer. I totally believe that Yeshua, Jesus, is Messiah, that he came 2,000 years ago, that he's a real person, that he is who he says he was. I believe all that. And I've been involved in kind of the Judaic roots movement for quite a few years. I was raised in a church in here in America, in the Western culture. However, I have discovered more and more about how the Western culture church is mostly, even the Protestant movement, is mostly a reformation of the Roman Catholic Church of the early first century. And I think that there's been a lot of misunderstanding within the church. We have a Greek mentality. We have a Greek way of thinking when we look at Scripture. And I think that skews our ability to understand the details and the fine intricacies of what's going on in Scripture when we read our Scripture. And I think we lose a lot of depth there. I'm not saying I'm deeper than you. I'm just saying it's very faith-building and mind-blowing sometimes when you realize how detailed things really are and the things we skip over and we miss. It is very encouraging to see the detail that God put into Scripture that we miss in our culture, in my opinion. Especially the things that are in the feasts and the festivals, we miss some of the prophetic messages there. And so it's been interesting to study those things. And the Hebrew alphabet, Aleph Bet, those kinds of things. Now, having said all that, that's a little bit about me personally. The show itself, The News According to Me, originally had started off back when I had a YouTube channel before I started getting shadow banned. It was kind of a commentary show, and I would play bits and clips of other shows, and I would kind of give you my response to their commentary or kind of weigh in on some of the things that they were saying. And or just talk about the general nature of their show and talk about the whether they were truthful or not, what the facts were. That's kind of my thing. Or talk about the general topic of the day, which is kind of the, you know, nowadays the news cycle is so crazy that you can pick 20 different topics and it's all the topics of the day. And it's, yeah. So I try to do that the best I can in terms of giving my opinion on those things. And that's it. And I try to add, you know, just keep it a little bit fun, you know, in terms of, you know, not getting too bent out of shape about it. But it's hard not to anymore. So that's the process right now. Right now, today's show, first show out of the box, is a talking head show. Had a little bit about Roman, what's his name in there? Facts Matter guy. But there'll be more of that. I start figuring out how to do that. I'll be playing more video of different shots of different things. That's the plan. And I'll give you more of my opinions on those things. So that's, there you go. The book that I'm writing is called, like, as I said, it's called the Evidence of Things Unseen. Well, it's called The Conspiracy. And the subtitle is The Evidence of Things Unseen. So it's talking about the whole nature of conspiracies and talking about how we see things happening. It seems like somebody's planning all this, and it seems like there's this agenda, and there's, you know, is it the Bilderbergs, is it the Rothschilds, is it the bankers, what is it, what's going on here, you know, the world leaders, this new world order thing. And we, you know, we try to, there's different individuals who, you know, like Alex Jones, some people try to figure out who those people are that are giving us those, that's directing all this. And I would say that there is a conspiracy and that there is a director behind it all. And I, you know, the book, it shows the conclusion of the evidence of things unseen. So we can't see the things that are actually happening, but we can see the evidence of those things happening in the spiritual world. So that's kind of what the book is about. I don't want to give too much of it away. I think you get the gist of what I'm saying. So that's what the show is about. That's what the new podcast will be about. I'll be talking more about that as it gets introduced as well. In the meantime, I think I'm going to draw a conclusion here with this thing. Apparently, it has worked very well this morning. I've been very happy with that. I do have another studio that has actually, it's all set up with green screen, but I have to use a different operating system. And I don't know if I want to do that or not. I may get that one going for doing the videos in the future. Tomorrow morning, I may actually even do a live show just for the practice of making the live show work. I may do another live show this afternoon. I know it's getting kind of late in the day right now. It's almost noon. So this show's been going on for an hour. So I do want to say that I appreciate every one of you who listen, subscribe, comment, share the video. Especially your comments. I really appreciate your comments. If you can comment, I will read all the comments. And I will try to respond to all the comments if they're worth responding to. I mean, if you're not, you know, if you're cordial, no. You can say whatever you want in the comments. I don't care, but try to keep it clean. That's all I ask. That's pretty much. And somewhat elusive. Lucent? Whatever. Yeah. Coherent? Understandable? Some people have a way with words, and other people, not have way, I guess. I don't know. Those of you who are Steve Martin fans from the old days. So, there you go. God bless everybody. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. Take care.